Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. It's Friday. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I wish for you, the listening audience out there, that some things in your life are going your way. Good afternoon to all of you. You have a great treat today. Today's guest is Dr. True Ott. How are you today, Dr. Ott?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful, Barbara Jean. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, I'm happy to have you on, and I'm looking at just some information to lead in with, and then we're going to hear from you. Be advised, there is a break that comes up kind of abruptly as we start, so be aware of that. But I've just learned that in about 2004, the Harvard School of Public Health confirmed that public health officials could easily convince most people to alter their daily lives to stem the spread of influenza. The pandemic influenza survey documented our willingness to do what we are told after only a little hyping that a deadly global pandemic was imminent. So I don't think I had that right. I said 2004, but it's 2006. I want to correct myself. It was a survey including 1,700 Americans, and more than 90% said they would be willing to comply with government orders to postpone air travel, avoid public places, movie theaters, shopping malls, keep children home from school. A full 94% said they would stay home from work. Anyway, we're seeing all this played out. I just thought I would let the listener know that certain surveys have been taken. They say, yeah, we'll go along. Dr. Ott, we are so happy to have you to give us an update of this emerging virus and all the story you know about it. We need to know.
Well, thanks so much, Barbara Jean. Yeah, this is quite the story. I maintain it's the biggest story of the decade. It really, or even the century. This is not an act of nature. That has to be clearly brought out and declared. Viruses in nature are there for a very important reason. Okay, they're basically Mother Nature's way of cleaning out the flus, okay? It's why it's called influenza, the flu. It cleans out the pipes, okay? In the human body, the influenza virus is there to basically clean the lymph, help the lymph balance out, and it shouldn't ever be fearful or looked at as a dangerous pathogen, okay? It's if it's done in harmony with nature, it's absolutely an important part of it. Now, whenever a killer influenza pandemic arises, as it did in 1918, there has to be an underlying reason for that. Mother Nature didn't produce it to kill off excess Americans or world population. No, no, no. That goes back to laboratory mistakes. And that's exactly what happened in 1918, folks. And again in 1957 and on through the history of pandemics. Influenza viruses that came out in 1918 was a direct result of a bad batch of typhus fever vaccine that was injected into literally millions and millions of servicemen going into the Great War, World War I. And that's what caused it then, and what's causing it now is the same insanity.
We'll go to break right here and be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Welcome back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Today's guest is Dr. True Ott. And as I do, if it fits the picture and I've had personal greetings or interaction with the guest, I always let the listener out there far and beyond know that it has been my opportunity and honor to meet Dr. Ott and speak with him on occasion, and I always am so pleased when he joins me on Born on the 4th of July. Call your friends and neighbors. Invite them to listen in to this episode of Born on the 4th of July. It just might save their life. Back to you, Dr. Ott.
Well, yeah, during the break, I just received a call from Dr. Bill Deagle. He would like me to be on his show again this afternoon, because new breaking news just within the hour, Barbara Jean. The World Health Organization is very likely will go to pandemic level six next Friday. That's is the plan. There's a new reported hotspots in Winnipeg, Manitoba. There's outbreaks now occurring in, again, in Mexico, massive ones. And there's hotspots also being developed in Detroit as the according to Dr. Deagle. Now, what does that mean when it goes to level six? The World Health Organization has agreements in place with our government, with the Canadian government, and the Mexico government as part of the SPP, the Strategic Prosperity Partnership, a treasonous document, by the way, in my opinion, that basically says that in the declaration of worldwide pandemic at the level six, that all three countries will work together and initiate martial law. That's in the record. It's there. So what does that mean for us? Well, it just means that, just as you said so well in the opening statement, Barbara Jean, Americans have been, since 2006, kind of been prepped and prepared for this event, okay? And again, as I said before, this is not an act of nature and nature's God. Far from it. It's the act of conspiring in evil men and women.
It is impossible, in your best judgment, that all of these different strains of this wicked virus would be found in a petri dish, so-called, for their experiments altogether, that just could not happen. I think it's very sketchy, the information we get on the origin or the description. We've been told many things, but your best assessment, could that occur? How could it occur?
Well, if you go back, I believe I sent to you an update, I think Wednesday or Tuesday. I sent it to Dolores, and I'm not sure if she forwarded it on to you. If not, I apologize, but it's just basically a summation. The initial report by Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger and his team, it was issued in 1997, when they first identified the 1918 virus, from a deceased corpse frozen in the permafrost in Breivik, Alaska. The first initial report said it is, quote, a novel form or new form of virus that is identified as part pig virus, thus the swine flu part of it, part bird flu, and they identified three different strains of Asian flu, human flu, H3N2. That was the report issued in 1997. The almost word-for-word identical report on this swine flu, so-called swine flu, came out of the World Health Organization and the CDC offices in Georgia, calling it a, quote, novel, new, emerging virus combining swine flu particles, bird flu, avian flu, and three Asian flu. So it's identical to the description that Taubenberger gave in 1997, and which is on the record that after 6 years of tracing through supercomputers and mapping the genome structures, was able to recreate this exact same 1918 virus in the test tube. So there you have it. I mean, how much more do you need? Now, you ask the question, does this happen naturally? No. To have the recombination happen, basically these animals and humans must exchange bodily fluids. Barbara Jean, that's the important part to remember. What does a turkey or a chicken would have to come and have some kind of relations with a pig in a pot in a sty, and then that would have to go in somehow to humans into the human fluid. I'll let your imagination go on that one. I don't think that happens naturally, okay? Now, the reason why this happened in 1918, the typhus fever vaccines, individuals, humans with typhus fever, the bacteria, what they thought were bacteria back then in 1916, 1915, was harvested from humans to grow what they thought was bacteria. They would inject it along the skin and cuts of pig hosts, swine hosts. Then after the pig became sick, they would harvest this and then put it into chicken eggs to basically incubate it. And that was all done in China. And I'm sure there were a lot of sick Chinese back in the early 1900s from influenza. There you have it, how it became recombinant back then. All right? When it was injected into the servicemen and personnel of the U.S. military, the Allied military, British and French troops as well, and by the way, it was also an equal opportunity to poisoner because Rockefeller sold his vaccine to the Kaiser, and the Kaiser Wilhelm's troops on the German side of the trenches were also very ill with this, with what they came down with what was called then para-typhus. It was a form of typhus, but much more deadly in the form of, because it formed a very bad pneumonia, okay? A lot of troops died. In fact, if you look at the history, just after 6 months after receiving all these typhus fever vaccines, the German lines basically collapsed and caused the victory for the Allies in a real way. So you see how this all comes to pass. 25 years later, or so in the 30s, the powers that be with the American Medical Association and the fledgling World Health groups labeled this 1918 tragedy an influenza pandemic, for lack of a better explanation. But the truth, the reality was they should have called it a vaccine-induced disease and death. Because that's exactly what caused it, Barbara Jean. And it must be gone on the record powerfully what caused that terrible tragedy in 1918. When you understand that, you can better understand what's happening now. Why is this influenza raging across this country, and it's now June? It's summertime. You're not supposed to get the flu in the summertime. Well, the deadly 1918 virus killed more people in the summer of 1918 than it did in the winter months. It's a summer virus. Okay? Mother Nature's seasonal flus do not occur in summertime.
Today's Tribune, front page, Utah child's death tied to H1N1 flu, by Heather May. Officials warn the new virus strain has not yet peaked in the state. And then the interesting article goes on, a child is the second Utahn to die after testing positive for H1N1 swine flu. They reported the death Thursday. Listen to this. The child between the ages of 5 and 18 died this week. And I love this because I can never quite then figure it out. And had a pretty severe underlying chronic condition and respiratory problems, the department's medical director said. So we don't know just how old this child was, could be 18. According to this record also, it says the child was homeschooled. But anyway, someone died, and I'm sorry for that. And the related idea that they have these underlying health conditions, so often a death is qualified like that. So it does that mean, well, yes, they died. They died of the flu, but they also died of other things too. How are we to put that in these deaths that are now occurring? How do we figure?
Well, yeah, just like again, I'm going to draw a lot of parallels between this virus, which is identical. It's the same one as the 1918 pandemic. Okay, much the same way the first wave that came ashore, basically. Was very, very benign. It really only killed and resulted in mortality of people that had other autoimmune system problems, such as they had earlier diabetes or some type of condition. The second and third waves, however, it became extremely deadly because the virus will pick up additional chromosome changes, okay, to become even more deadly as it progresses. And you can look for that to happen. The bottom line is, Barbara Jean, this has been released in America, in Canada, and Mexico, and much of the world now. That's the harsh reality of it. The second harsh reality is it's going to get much worse before it gets any better.
You're listening to Dr. Ott. We'll be right back. Call your neighbors and friends. Listen in.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen, mark something on your calendar so you can refer back to it. For me, it was a watershed moment. March 23rd, 2005, the President of the United States, Presidents of Canada and Mexico, on their own, initiated the SPP, or the Security Prosperity Partnership, that Dr. Ott referenced. They were very proud of themselves. They created ministers and activity in every cabinet level of the United States to pursue their activity of merging. And then it kind of went underground and you didn't hear so much about it. But it was an answer to why we didn't close the borders. It was an answer to many things and curiosity that had bothered me for many years. And it's a frightening aspect. In their first documents in about 2006, they were very proud, and they put out a lot of information about their progress reports with ministers in all levels of cabinetry efforts in the United States and in other governments as well. And in some of that documentation, I remember reading about the electrical grid and the health being all merged as one. And just so frightened about it that we took it to people in the press, and of course they weren't so concerned. There were some developments that were positive in Utah with resolutions in both House and Senate brought about by active citizens and participating leaders who finally were informed. But as I bring all that up, I'm thinking about something we talked about. Also, you can find this information on the Department of Homeland Security. Just a reminder that in the latter part of May 26, I have a date. It may have been in and around that date. The United States and Canada adopted an agreement to allow law enforcement authorities of both nations to share personnel. Now, I assume we'll just have to wait a while until things settle down in Mexico, but don't kid yourself, that can come on board as well. So we're going to share law enforcement authorities. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and Canadian Minister of Public Safety, Mr. Van Loan, met to formally sign the pact at a cargo facility. And it goes on. I couldn't help but think about that as a facilitator for all that that we're talking about. Back to you, Dr. Ott.
Well, that's very interesting to also learn, and what you, I have a source, Barbara Jean, who actually works at a rather high managerial level, the Department of Homeland Security. He's a brother-in-law of a very close friend, and just this last winter, him and his entire team went on a 2-week training mission to Beijing, China, to be trained, and this was the second time in 2 years that DHS personnel went to Beijing to be trained. Would you like to know what he was trained in, the whole team? It was to quench or to work with civil unrest and rioting, and basically people becoming armed and dangerous. Now, in that training, what was stressed is this could come about by means of forced quarantines and pandemic. So for at least the last 2 years, at a very high level, DHS personnel have been trained in China by the People's Liberation Army brass on how to deal with quarantine and civil unrest. Now, in talking with this the fellow's very nervous to really give much information now for obvious reasons. But it became clear in talking with him that the Chinese are leading the way in this. And let's look at this as a worst-case scenario. Let's say that the martial law is declared, the World Health Organization goes to level 6, CDC follows, the state governments that have all signed off on the Emergency Health Powers Act basically turn over control of state operations to FEMA and DHS operatives, and these quarantine camps are set up. Well, I, for one, will not go quietly into a barbed wire quarantine concentration camp, Barbara Jean. Now, will the local police authorities in the western states, I know Montana won't. I know Idaho will probably not, and I believe Utah will be really against forcibly, you know, using deadly force to put people in these camps. What's the option to keep the peace then? Well, let's dial up the UN and see what type of peacekeeping troops can be brought in. Well, just guess who happens to be waiting with millions of peacekeeping troops? Okay.
Okay, I wish our conversation were lighter, but it cannot be lighter. The idea that the description of the careful work of Dr. Taubenberger that was funded by government, was it not?
Absolutely. The U.S. Department Institute of Pathology, which is basically centered in Fort Detrick, Maryland, and it's part of Army intelligence, absolutely.
So he was funded, and it took him, for those that may not know the story, it took him for about 5 years, didn't it, to get to that point?
It did. There's a fantastic documentary on this, by the way, put out by PBS Television. It's called Killer Flu.
We'll come right back. We'll go to break here. Killer Flu.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Born on the 4th of July returns to Dr. Ott, and oh, the questions, and we will open it up for the listeners. We just like to set some things out there so you won't forget and you'll have the knowledge and be able to speak with neighbors and friends. But the numbers, and any death is unfortunate, but the numbers that we're reading and learning about, the amount of deaths, actually, when it's compared with other deaths that happen worldwide, where are we? Is this being pushed, or is it unusual to have all this momentum and to the level six so fast?
Well, it's all, again, all pre-planned, Barbara Jean. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And I get asked all the time as I do these warning shows, why would they want to do this? What's their agenda? Why? If these are big pharma people like Baxter Pharmaceuticals, don't they want to just sell more pharmaceuticals? And killing people off doesn't bode well for their pharmaceutical sales long term. And those are valid questions. But folks, it's much deeper than that. It goes back to the documents that came out of World War II following the fall of Berlin. Supposedly Hitler was, you know, died in a bunker, but Heinrich Himmler and his agents and the SS, many of them did not, and they escaped into Brazil with papers and plans to bring forth the eugenics model in the, quote, New World Order. Folks, it's really a Nazi extension, the National Socialist Party extension of eugenics. They have it in their agenda to create a virus that would kill billions of what they call useless eaters. They really believe, honestly, in their hearts, that they're making a better new world, a better group of humans, a superior group of humans, to run this world and to be in touch with their God. It's a spiritual quest for these people, all right? And they really are clapping their hands and rubbing their hands in glee to see this come to fruition. Because, see, they want to have this done by the year 2012, very much in line with the esoteric secret religion that they have embraced. It's the same religion of the Mayans, the same religion of the ancient Aztecs and Egyptians. They have an agenda, okay, and they want to see it done by 2012. That means they really want to see the Earth's population reduced from over 6 billion to less than 1 billion. Now, is that, I'm sorry to be the heavy here, but it's the reality.
That is, oh my, I'm sure a lot of people would like to inform themselves about that a little further. Whoa. So with that said, and that might be their philosophy, you know, you really have a hard time thinking in terms of killing for profit or let's just get rid of the population or all of that. And then I was reading an article where it said, I think her name is Chan, the leader of the World Health, and
yes,
her making a comment that when this decision is made, she will have to make it.
Well, that's correct. That's why we have, we have an international consortium of professionals. A lady named Jane Burgermeister in Austria has teamed up with a group of medical professionals in Austria and Germany. There is, in fact, an injunction that has gone through the legal channels. We are also preparing criminal charges against Ms. Margaret Chan and others because this is not, again, it's not an accident. We have the proof. We have the documentation. We have the gene clades, Barbara Jean. We don't make these claims willy-nilly and haphazardly. We know. We have no doubt. We understand their agenda. We will not stand for it. We will not stand for billions of people being wiped out. So this injunction is ready to be filed in world courts across this globe. It's ready to go.
For the listeners out there, we have talked about this before, and I think it's very important for citizens of every state, Idaho, Utah, Montana, whomever is listening. Most states in, I would have to say, a very, very sadistic anticipation. Most states were pressured by health people to pass the Model State Health Emergency Power Act in the early 2000s. And how any legislator would think, gee, this is a good plan. And then even if they did a kind of watered down version, as we have been able to locate and find in Utah, then other legislation through the years of the decade of from 2000 until now, they have been embellished and strengthened and enlarged as to which health professional will be held with immunity and so forth. Little pieces have been added to that original to make the normal citizen totally, totally without any recourse. It's incredible, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. It came, again, to remind the listeners, on the heels of the anthrax scare, if you remember correctly. We had this this letter sent in to Congress people and others basically saying death to Israel, down with the U.S., making it look like it was some radical group of Muslims. But the subsequent investigation of those anthrax letters, guess where it came from? U.S. Army Institute of Pathology Laboratories. It was done by insiders inside the government. Again, why? These letters caused such a scare that the next, quote, terrorist attack, more devastating than 9/11, would come in the form of a biowarfare. So this is what was the impetus, if you remember, Barbara Jean, to pass this ludicrous, this absolutely anti-constitutional Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, to basically take away and suspend the constitutional rights of every American. See, this is the reason why it was passed. But again, the people that authored this are the people that caused the problem as well. My goodness, we've got to stop this insanity.
We need to rev up the time frame if you're suggesting within a few days we will go to level 6.
That is what Ms. Chan is contemplating. Our group is in contact with her and her office in Basel, Switzerland. They will not do it with impunity, okay? Because we know where it came from. We know the players and the people that it did, in fact, release this. That's what we're here to tell the people and tell the world.
Can we get a clue of the collaboration if Homeland Security and or the leadership of the United States decided, oh, well, there's a little problem in Mexico, but not very big, and we won't close the borders. We won't, implement sort of normal things. We'll just let that cross back and forth. We'll just check everyone, or, you know, if they look or assume that they might have a problem, we'll watch after those. But other than that, we can have this travel story. Isn't that amazing that kind of an attitude would take place and not have a restricted border?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's all by design, Barbara Jean. There's a very important socioeconomic reason for this to be released at the time it has been. You look at the declarations by Barack Obama concerning this coming autumn, September and October. He has signed documents now doing experimental H1N1 vaccines, as well as the bird flu. Don't forget that hype, the bird flu vaccine, that will be mandatory for most healthcare workers and first responders this September and into October. So there'll be three vaccines that will be required to take, two of which are extremely dangerous, untested, untried, that are made of all things from the kidney virus, the kidney cells of African green monkeys and human kidney cells from China. Does that sound like something you want to shoot into your veins, Barbara Jean?
Well, I thought that they took a long time to do clinical trials and a very, very, designated time frame in order to have proper testing on something like a vaccine. How can they rev it up and be ready by fall?
Exactly. That's the problem. Again, the Health and Human Services Director, Director of the FDA, has now emergency health powers directives. They can sign approval letters, in which Mike Leavitt did back in 2007. Sanofi Pasteur, I have a copy of the approval letter utilizing his Emergency Powers Act. He basically said you don't need to do the testing. We're in an emergency situation here. The pandemic is coming, so get the vaccine. My golly, it's incredible. Yet, you know, I would reference you to Merck Pharmaceuticals and the Gardasil human papillomavirus debacle, okay? As deadly as that's turning out to be, I spread the warning 3 years ago on that as well. These teenage and younger girls getting this vaccine, many of them are becoming crippled and even dying from this vaccine. As deadly as that one is, that still went through $100 million of testing and processing over many years to get the FDA approval letter. All right, these new vaccines coming out have none of that, and they're potentially, in my opinion, exponentially more dangerous. So now, why are they doing it?
Do you know of any contract that has been let specifically to create the vaccines? I know that the Obama administration and their information has indicated maybe a potential of 3 shots in a series, and you have mentioned available by fall. Do you know who's making this?
Well, this is what's funny. Under the Bush and the Leavitt administration, the forefront player was Rockefeller's French connection, Total Inc. Their Sanofi Pasteur was the forefront to produce the vaccine. Since Barack Obama took control, however, Baxter Pharmaceuticals out of the Deerfield, the 10th Congressional District of Chicago, incidentally, where he hails from and calls home, just happens to be now the leader for this swine flu vaccine production. Isn't it funny that Baxter Pharmaceutical laboratories in Austria just happens to mix the deadly viruses together and release them to who knows how many clinics? We're trying to track all that down, and with our operatives in Austria, we have Baxter Pharmaceutical putting together the different viruses in a research facility in Mexico that just happens to be ground zero with the outbreak there around Mexico City. Isn't it just really convenient that right now as we speak that Baxter Pharmaceutical is there producing a swine flu vaccine to give to these poor innocent Mexican people? By the tens of millions?
I just got a little bit of information here that might be helpful to add to that. I believe it was March of 2009 that Baxter AG accidentally released a live virus in a vaccine distributed to 18 countries.
Exactly.
People who are doing these kind of things, experts, would tell you that it's almost impossible for Baxter to make such an error by accident.
Absolutely. We have top biologists, microbiologists around the world that are now coming forward with reports. No way. There's no way that this could happen by ineptitude and error. It's by design.
How horrifying, absolutely horrifying, ladies and gentlemen. It almost brings tears to your eyes because we're all at risk. We're all in the soup, so to speak. And to think, ladies and gentlemen, listen once again. That was broken in papers in Europe and maybe not in your local paper. But the Czech newspapers originally broke the story, and they were wondering, and they suggested it might be a rogue employee or even a mole that purposely mixed the viruses together. But nothing has been proven. And so there is suspicion, but I believe they're the ones that are actively carrying on with this new potential swine flu vaccine available in the fall.
Actually, in Austria, our people there talked to the Czech Republic health officials. Criminal indictments and charges were brought against specific individuals responsible for this, but they've all left the country. They've all gone underground, and who knows where they are, probably in Mexico. The truth is known. But the AVI division of Baxter in the Czech Republic is all closed up. It's gone. You can't even get a voicemail now there. So, it's criminal, Barbara Jean, absolutely. And somewhere, somehow, somebody in the world has got to stand up and stop this from going to fruition. We're doing our best, but our hands are being tied. We have no media help here.
This is ominous with this media's perspective of sheltering you and me from the news we need. I just can't help but be excited, though, Dr. Ott, when one contemplates 9/11 and the plea made by some very few journalists for scientists and members in the field in architecture and so forth to come forward and speak for their science. And it's low how many years, we're 2009 at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard today that in 2009, professionals are not waiting the time lapse of 7 years or eight to stand tall. You are to be commended, and your associates. We honor that.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. It's not for us. It's what we see happening. We're not talking about 3,000 to 4,000 people being killed in 9/11. We're talking about 3 to 4 billion people being
killed. We're going to break here on Born on the 4th of July. Call your friends and neighbors. It's urgent that they tune in, and we'll go to calls. We'll listen for you.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, first hour, Dr. True Ott, a great gentleman, a great intellect, speaking out to America today. as you are, we are across this nation, across the world. We hope to hear from you this next hour, and you can call in, ask your question of True Ought, return to your neighborhood or your environment, and tell your friends and neighbors, I have spoken with someone on this issue. 800-313-9443. The number again, 800-313-9443. We appreciate your participation. So please join with us next hour. According to the World Trade Organization, WHO, 66 countries now have swine flu, 19,273 known to have been infected since disease first was uncovered in April. They have told us these statistics, the date June 3rd, 2009. They're also suggesting that they could be as many as 200,000, but we just don't know.
Well, that's right. And that's what is leading them to go to level six. They're already at level five, what I call 5 3/4. It's just funny, again, the symbolism. In the occult symbology, the number six is basically, you know, a sacred number to them, but it's a number of evil. They ratchet up to level six, and then that's when all heck breaks loose, Barbara Jean. As I wrote a few months back, something wicked this way comes, most definitely. And people just seem, well, a little flu bug doesn't hurt anybody. It's nothing to get upset about. I talk to neighbors and friends about it. They look at me like, so what? It's just the flu. Folks, it's much more than that. It's a biological weapon and probably the perfect one.
Okay. It was before. Recreated it, right?
Absolutely. Recreated it and now have released it. I started talking about this last summer, in fact, last June, a full year ago. Piecing together the puzzle pieces. And the picture that came out made me, as an American, very concerned. As you remember,
we shared that information, didn't we?
That's right. We met together. I shared it with my close circles, which I deem you to be one of those. And we pointed out the role of the Chinese defense minister with his declaration, his speech to the People's Liberation Army communist troops generals, and said, we now, quote, have the power to clean up America all of a sudden. And by that, he meant destroy 150 million innocent souls. The purpose being that he knew that Canada and America, and yes, even Mexico, would be perfect areas to recolonize under Chinese control. And, golly, they already own our commerce, Barbara Jean. Go look at your shipping lines, your areas of Los Angeles, Seattle, nothing but Chinese offshore shipping company, Costco, Sea Containers. They own it.
And the ports. We'll be right back on Born on the 4th of July after the break. Please join with us next hour. We'll continue on this topic.
With recent internet.